things. And so you lose sight of everything else in life. I did. I could care less what people thought of me. I could care less what they did. I could care less how anybody looked at me. I was in bad shape at a young age, being cross-sided, you know, and the condition I was in. And they took me to the doctor. The doctor said, well, you'll be blind by the time you're 23 years old. Said, your eyes are really bad. But life went on for me. At the age of 14 years old, I got a job working for the Board of Education, sweeping classrooms. And in order to do that, you had to leave house at 6 in the morning, be at school at 7, sweep classrooms till 8:30, go to school at 8:30, get out at 3:30, sweep classrooms until 5:30 at night, walk home. On Saturday, you had to get up at 8, be at school at 9, scrub the basement out, the toilets and the commodes and all that, clean the basement up until about 12 o'clock, and then you get to go home. We did that for $89 a month. I did that so Mom could help feed us and that we would have food on the table. So I never missed a day of school. I was the biggest kid in the sixth grade. I was 16 years old in the sixth grade. At the age of 16, my mom and my dad had divorced several years before that, and my dad married a young woman about 20-some years old. My mom got mad, and she married a guy 4 years older than my oldest sister. My sister was 18, and the gentleman that she married was 22. And he had just got out of Vietnam. He was a young man. I couldn't stand him, to be honest with you. I didn't like anybody, to tell you the truth. And so we had a lot of problems, me and him. And that's the way our life was. But one night, I had been out with my dad, me and my sister, for a few hours that we had met him. And it was in January. And we came home to my mom's house and my stepdad. And me and my mom got into a big argument. I can't even remember what it was about. But I remember my stepdad jumped in and grabbed hold of me and him fought. And my mom went in the bedroom and packed all my clothes in two IGA bags, grocery bags. I had two bags. She shoved them in my arms, shoved my sister that I was with, her clothes in her bags, and shoved them in her arms and kicked us out. It was about an inch of snow on the ground, 16 years old, and it was about 11:30 at night. We walked to town. She went to visit one of her friends. She worked at a restaurant. So my sister went to, cried all the way to town, walking, snowing, cold. She called her friend. Her friend came and got her. I slept on park benches. I slept in parked cars. And I was scared, I'll tell you, 16 years old. And I vowed to myself I would never go back home. That was it for me. My sister said she'd never go back home. 2 weeks later, she did go back home. I never did. I finally got a job working at Flang's restaurant, making $28 a week, washing dishes. I got me a room for $10, had a bed in it and a bathroom. I had $18 left over, and I ate at the restaurant, and I thought I was the main guy of town. $18 in my pocket, had food to eat, and had a place to stay. So that's how I lived. I got wrapped up in some bad stuff with some guys, started doing things, hating everybody, hating life. I'm telling you, every time I seen one of my family, they tell me, you're never going to be nothing. You are nothing. You got no education. Never went to high school. So that's the way my life was. It didn't matter to me what they said, because they never done nothing for me, no way. And did you ever live a life where all you wanted was somebody to love you? All you needed was somebody to love you. And couldn't find it nowhere. Seemed like nobody cared. All they wanted was the money you made or what you had. And it was a tough life. So I worked at these restaurants, and my sister worked as a waitress. I worked as a busboy, and then I got promoted. I mean, a dishwasher, got promoted to a busboy, and finally got to become a cook. So I was doing pretty good. Life got bad and got worse. And so the Vietnam War was going on, so I decided that before something happened to me and I'd wind up going to jail, I'd go to service. So I joined the military. Lord, help us. You know, I all week, Brother Henson, last 2 weeks, I went over this and went over this and went over this, and I got to crying to think that I'm alive today, that somebody absolutely loved me. Can you believe that? I joined the military at the age of 21. I signed up to go to Vietnam. I hated life. I hated everybody. I hated my own self because I knew I was nothing. I knew I would be nothing. I knew I had no education. I didn't have no money. I didn't have a family. And I knew that something was going to take place in my life if I didn't do something. So I joined the Army, went to the military. And after my basic AIT training, I got on a plane to go to Vietnam, and they came on board as we were flying from Fort Lewis, Washington. They came on and said, no more troops to Nam. So they sent us to Korea. In Korea, you're only supposed to stay 12 months. It's a hardship tour. So I went to Korea. I got over there, and I stayed 12 months. Got into some situations over there. Got into a lot of trouble. So they gave me an option to work on the DMZ or to get back to the States and face some things that I'd done. So I volunteered to go to the DMZ. And they would fly you up on the DMZ, and that's where South Korea and North Korea are separated. And we would be in the bunkers, and we'd stay up there 30 days, come down 2 weeks, and go back up 30 days. They'd fly us in, drop us off. And once you were up there, you were up there, brother. And it was a different world. But I've got up there and working with these guys, and there was like 15 guys on each shift. I had 15 guys, and the next guy that came up for 30 days, he had 15 guys. And I started concentrating on getting the site cleaned up and helping these guys, getting enrolled in correspondence courses. And they were away from home, and Christmas would come. And some of these people wouldn't get no packages, no letters, or nothing from Christmas. Most of them would wind up alcoholics. They had the same problem. I seen the same things in their life that I had went through, so I could relate to them. So I tried to work with these guys. And the Lord helped me, and I say the Lord did because I look back now and I see that the Lord did help me. Wind up getting the sites cleaned up, getting these guys set up to where they would shave and be in uniform and do their job, and was promoted to sergeant, and then wound up getting an Army Accommodation Medal. But what did it mean to me? Nothing, because I had nobody to share it with. My company commander would write home to my mom and send her letters and tell her what I was doing. She'd send them back. She'd say, I don't believe that. She said, that's not the boy I raised. Well, she didn't raise me, actually. So send those letters back to me. That just made bitterness and hatred stronger in my heart. And I'll be honest with you, folks. I hated my mom and I hated my dad. I was in a situation I hated. I was possessed with hatred. I really was. When life is that bad that you can't stay at home and nobody wants you and you're not worth anything and nothing you do is right, you get where you build a defense around you where you hate everything in life. And then you wonder what life's all about. What is life? Why was you born? Why are you here? And I remember, Brother Henson, Christmas time, New Year's, holidays were the worst days of my life. Loneliness, I would have paid somebody to sit down and have dinner with me if I could have found somebody that wouldn't have thought I was crazy and just say, would you sit and talk to me? Would you sit and have dinner with me? I was that lonely. Loneliness is like a disease. You can be in a crowd of 100 people, smile, shake hands, and inside, you're so lonely and miserable, and all you wanted was somebody to love you, somebody to care, somebody to say, hey, you're doing a good job, somebody to say, you know what, I'm for you, not against you. Never heard nothing like that. Never did in my life. Christmas would come. I'd watch these guys open presents.